This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.77 1/4, up 1.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.73, up 4 on the open. July, 4.84 1/2, up 3.5. September, 4.96 1/2, up 3.75. December, 5.05, up 2. March, 5.12, up 2 on the open. May corn opened at 3.57, up 3.25 on the open. July, 3.66, up 2.5. September, 3.68, up 2.5. December, 3.68, up 1.5. March, 3.79, up 1.5. May, 3.87 1/4, up 1.75 on the open. May beans opened at 7.32, up 6 on the open. July, 7.46, up 6.5. August, 7.53, up 6.25. September, 7.59, up 4.75. November, 7.74 1/2, up 5.75. January, 7.83, up 4. March, 7.93, up 7.5 on the open. May soybean meal open at 195.50, up a dollar on the open. July, 250, up 70. May soybean oil open at 32.93, up 31 on the open. The July contract also up 31. The tick there, 33.35. At the Merck May feeders, open at 108.20, down 12.5 on the open. August, 111.45, unchanged. September, 111.10, down 10. October, 110.40, down 40 on the open. June live cattle open at 92.55, up 22.5 on the open. August, 91.65, down 7.5. October, 95.05, down 10. December, 95.35, up 7.5 on the open. May lean hogs open at 74.20, down 30 on the open. June, 74.35, down 15. July, 74.60, down 22.5. August, 73.55, down 20 on the open. And July, pork bellies opened at 103 even, down 40 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
To what import do you put Friday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report?
Well, it is a tug of war, and the Sparks and Forma people this morning talked about the idea that maybe, and let's just focus to where the real action Jackson is the exports in the corn. And they feel that the corn exports maybe will be a little smaller and feed usage could go up a little bit with larger numbers of cattle on feed and larger numbers of hogs on feed. Feed usage should be up and exports should be a little smaller. The cheap dollar, however, is encouraging exports, and ocean freight is way out of sight. The average trade guesstimate on corn, I understand, is 876 million carryover, and my general opinion there is that I kind of think that's probably close.
So right there, what about new crop?
New crop looks like it's, a billion, over a billion bushels at the present time. I generally feel that one thing that opens the door there is talking to two different groups west of the Mississippi, I asked the question today, just how many acres will be not planted to corn, and the general feeling is that from the two different sources was 1 million acres. And so, you know, if we do have this aggressive planting in Illinois and we take 1 million-plus acres out, you know, they want to talk about the idea of 89 million acres or something close to that. And, of course, that kind of a feeling and whenever that would actually come out, that opens the door to, you know, we're within 10 cents or so, in my opinion, of an important near-term low in the corn market if we do come in with this smaller-than-anticipated USDA planted acres.
Do you feel that Iowa producers mudded their crop in last week? And well, if so, what does that imply?
Well, you know, that means that we have to sharpen up the rotary hose and also replanting some, but it's those big acreage in places like South Dakota that are going to plant 4,900,000 acres of corn. There could be 500,000 acres less there. North Dakota, 2.6 million acres. There could be 300,000 acres less there. And, of course, there's Kansas and Nebraska and also Iowa that also have major deals. And the thing is about the Dakotas are we are running out of time, and also it's wet ground there today. And with the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14, that augurs for maybe those acres just not getting planted.
Do you believe then that the April lows will hold?
I think it's very, very close to that. Now, there's always shocks in just how the government handles this exports on this and also other shocks as far as whether we're going to get rain in the Ukraine or dryness in Australia. But my general opinion is that we're very, very close, I think, if we do get in an acreage planted somewhere in that 89 million acres. I think that it's very close.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, and let's go right to the new crop and give us your opinions there based on what you're seeing planting on the corn.
Well, it is generally our opinion is that with the acres planted in the soybeans. Our general idea, of course, is this somewhere in this 67 million acres planted. Our general impression is that there was a lot of seed beans that was returned. I don't think the acreage is going to change 1 million acres one way or the other. I think the big thing in the soybean complex is that harvest is over with in South America. China continues to be a major importer of soybeans, and with ocean freight, as expensive as it is, it does give an advantage to the U.S. producer to ship high-quality beans into the world market. So that's the big line in the soybean area. And I don't really think that soybeans have a big free fall at this time because at some point in time we've borrowed a lot of acres in the U.S. and also the world away from soybean acreage in the future, and that augurs well for higher prices down the road.
So you would think that 750 might hold now and then a rally up?
I really do. I think we're very close to some important bottoms in the soybean complex.
So what are you telling speculators these days about what to do about the marketplace?
You know, we've told them to be very cautious. That's number one. And number two, that's been good advice. And we did feel that the weather market was a rally we saw last week was a good opportunity to play catch-up, and that worked. The problem with fading a weather-related rally now is that time is going to play against you on that one, because if it goes wetter in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, then the acreage shift could even be a little larger or drowned out spots, particularly in the west.
In the wheat, are rallies to be sold?
Well, that is another area. I don't think we're going to have to worry about wheat turning into a feed grain. I think the wheat market is did see some good export sales today to Egypt. My general impression is that I wouldn't be too bearish wheat on a flat price basis. I think the world is looking at maybe export demand, possibly to China. And as long as that big producer, Australia, doesn't have a lot of extra wheat, I don't think it's anything to be very bearish about.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Looking at Ed Kuser's Tuesday forecast today, he says mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs from 74 to 86 tonight. In northern and central Illinois and in northwestern Indiana, partly cloudy. In eastern and southern Indiana and in southern Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows from 55 to 65 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.